On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, Steve has emailed us in some pictures. It says, I have a palm tree that's yellowing spots and lost another palm tree last year that had similar spots. What is the treatment to keep this from coming? Mr. Clark, what do you think?
Well, I don't think that the pictures that I saw that that tree has any particular problem. It looked like an older leaf turning yellow, brown, and then going to fall off or fold under, which then you can cut it off with the saw. You know, palm trees can get a heart rot, but this picture I saw, that's not heart rot. It usually comes during the monsoon when the temperatures are up and the humidity's up. You can put a Bordeaux mixture in the heart of the palm. A lot of people do that as they're pruning the palm trees. They'll just douse it with some Bordeaux powder, which is a copper. And then that'll help control the fungus. But that picture I saw looked like it was just normal growth. The brown on it is normal that's going to get, and you'll also get a white fuzz on the leaves, which is kind of like a sunscreen. A lot of people think that's a fungus. You know, funguses this time of year are running scared because the dry the dry air and the temperatures rising. Funguses go away until the monsoon comes back, and so I wouldn't worry about that. You do want to avoid watering the head of a palm tree because that can bring in that rot. So don't water the tops of the palms, which isn't easy to do if they're really tall anyway. But if the shorter palms, if you're in the habit of spraying the fronds down with the hose, don't do that because that can bring in the fungus and rot the heart of the palm out. So. But from those pictures I saw, nothing to worry about on that particular palm. But do watch those horticultural practices where you're spraying the palms. They're really tough, actually. Those Mexican fan palms and California fan palms will almost live on rainwater.
That picture will be posted at rosieonthehouse.com in the tree category a little bit later. So if you've got one that you're struggling with and you want to see this for reference, you'll be able to look that up. We were talking last hour about the Tucson's ability to build with adobe and masonry and build into the landscape as opposed to scraping it, stacking it, and replanting. One thing I also really like about Tucson is the lack of palm trees.
Yeah, well, it's a trend now to ban palm trees in a lot of these HOAs because they get so tall. They're lightning rods for a lot of times. They'll get struck by lightning and burst into flames. And then there's the maintenance on them. You know, you'll have to hire somebody to go up there and prune those fronds off, and that's an expensive endeavor every year. So yeah, you don't see as many palms being planted in Tucson anymore. Except for maybe some of the smaller ones that are easier to manage, like the Mediterranean fan palm. But yeah, that's a trend now with the HOAs is not to plant palm trees, especially the taller varieties.
They sprout so many little ones, too. It's a constant.
Yeah, they're a mess. And with the pigeons living in them, it can be a problem.
One more reason. Okay.
Let's bring Stephanie in the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Stephanie, welcome.
Good morning. Hello?
How can we help?
Well, first of all, I have to say I don't have any uses for HOAs, but that's the first time I ever agreed with them. Have no use for palm trees.
Agree.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a patio location. I'm looking at it now. It's not getting as much morning. Well, it gets morning sun and then dappled sun because it's under a pergola and throughout the day. And I was thinking about trying a hibiscus, and I've always loved a rose, but I want to know which would give me the most color and flowers throughout the year.
Well, they're both great plants for color through the warmer months. Hibiscus in the Tucson area can get frozen back, and some winters it can be also killed. You know, if we get down into the mid-teens like we did a few years back, a lot of hibiscus can really suffer, where roses are a lot more hardy to the cold, handling temperatures down into the single digits just fine. So roses probably are going to give you more color than a hibiscus and a bigger show and are actually really easy to grow. A lot of people think roses take tons of water and lots of spraying, and they don't. Here in southern Arizona, we don't have to worry about black spot and some of the other funguses that they have to worry about up in the northwest and other wetter climates. So I think a rose is probably an easier maintaining, or easier plant to maintain than a hibiscus, and that will give you a lot more color.
I talked about champion trees earlier in the program. Rose doesn't really fall into that, but you know where the oldest rose plant is.
Tombstone, Arizona.
That's right. You've seen it.
Oh,
you've
been there. Yeah, this is the month to go.
And I've seen pictures. I've never been there in bloom.
That's the time to go when it's in bloom. It's spectacular. It smells great. It's a huge, huge tree. I think it's 120 years old.
Something. And it's, you can walk underneath it, and it's
beautiful. Yeah.
Quite an impressive land.
Landmark.
Yeah. I don't know if a tree is really a landmark or a bush, but
I think it qualifies.
In this case.
It's the reason we call Lady Banks Tombstone Rose in Arizona, because the rest of the world calls Tombstone Rose Lady Banks.
Learn something new every day. Now, Savano Nursery, where can, as we wrap up, if someone didn't get on the line, where can they find you this
afternoon? We're at 5301 South Houghton. That's in the southeast side of Tucson. We're just south of Irvington, just south of the Pantano Wash on Houghton. You can't miss this big sign with a great big butterfly on top.
Eric Clark, Savano Nursery, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.